You are now listening to a Boort FM podcast.
Boort FM, it's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Boort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Boort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@boortfmradio.com.
Welcome to the Gospel. It's 17 December and 2 minutes past seven. I'm Cheryl, your co-host. My host, Livo, is unavailable at the moment because she's on leave. So enjoy your leave, Livo. Welcome, family. I trust you're having an awesome morning. It is a beautiful, rainy morning. It's a crisp day. And I'm sure if you're in bed and you're not going to church this morning, tune in to The Gospel, your Kasi, your Stasi. You're tuned in to The Gospel on Port FM. So we are so excited to be here this morning. I'm joined by Liesl for Mark, and Liesl has her own show on a Wednesday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's right. Hey, Liesl. Well, Liesl is here with me, similar to how I had Monray last week, just guiding me through the board. And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you, Liesl. I appreciate you being here this morning.
It's a pleasure, my dear.
Well, she had to get up from bed just to be here to support me. And I don't take that lightly. I actually don't take that for granted. Time is very precious to everybody. So I'm really grateful for this. This morning we have Senior Pastor Virgil van Wyk from Firstborn Praise and Worship Center. And we are so excited to have him in studio this morning. That'll be a little later in the show. That will be around about 20 past to half past seven. And we are going to have an exciting time in the presence of God. I trust you have had an awesome weekend as well. Yesterday, I think it was the day before, I saw somebody post Millie's on their status. And not sweet corn, but Millie's. And that's what people are selling around the street corners and on the streets and in the shops now. It is Millie season. It's lychee season as well. And if you're in Durban enjoying some lychees, I hope you're enjoying that very much. Well, to my sister who made me jealous about it, I can't wait to actually taste one for the year. But when I saw the status, I thought how awesome it is to actually go home and boil some Millie's on this cold, beautiful day. So if you're thinking about what to do today, just do that. Boil some mealies and enjoy it. So we're going to, that was Lady A before me. She had a fantastic show this morning. And I actually, before getting to studio, listened in to her show as well. Lady A, thank you for that refreshing program. Always a pleasure listening to you. And today I'm sure that you're going to be blessed out of your socks. So tune in to Poort FM, your Kasi.
Boort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Welcome back to the Gospel on this beautiful Sunday morning. What an amazing way to start with J Moss, We Must Praise. And yes, you know, there's a song that always says as well, when everything falls apart, we must praise. So let us praise God today, no matter what you're going through. Let us thank God for what He's done in our lives. And let us just lift up His name. You see, it's so easy to fall into a slump. It's so easy to forget the God that we serve. And even in the littlest things, let us praise Him. When we feel that there's no way out, praise Him, because He deserves the highest praise. And before we continue with this morning's The Gospel, I just want to pray and ask God to just take control of today, to just be with you today, to have His way in your life today, for His will to be in your life. So allow me to pray over you, to pray over this day and the week that comes. Father, I come to you in all humility to thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon your people. Thank you for taking care of us and loving us. Thank you for providing exactly what we need when we need it, according to your wisdom and not ours. But most importantly, thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for our sins. And thank you for his resurrection from the dead. Help us to remember everything you have done and continue to do for us. Holy Spirit, please remind us to frequently of God's mercies and increase the fruit of gratitude in me. Lord, there are so many difficulties in this world. We face trials, temptations, disease, chaos, uncertainty, and evil. In our human weakness, we struggle to be grateful. Give us the power, the heart, and the attitude to be thankful in all things. Even in the darkest times, you love us, you are with us, and you saved us from our sins. And for that, we are grateful. Help us remember these facts and to be thankful. Help us, Father, to always, always be thankful, to always be grateful, and to never take you for granted. Because, Father, where would we be without you? And so this morning, we come with the show into your hands. And I pray, Lord, that Pastor Virgil van Wyk, the devotion that he shares, the testimony that we hear, it will be a blessing to those out there, to those listening, to our family, to the world, Father, whoever's streaming in, Lord. I pray, God, that you will touch the hearts of the people. And somewhere out there in this world, someone's needing to hear this. And so I pray, Lord, that they will just take it in and that you alone, Father, will do something miraculous in their lives. And so we pray right now, Lord, for supernatural breakthrough. And Father, we come against any form of anxiety, any negative word, any negative thought in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now and we declare and decree that you are in control. And so we trust you, Father God, for who you are. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And welcome back to The Gospel, 22 minutes past 7. And so in studio, I'm privileged to have Pastor Virgil van Wyk, and he says it is his first time in studio. Welcome, Pastor Virgil.
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Cheryl. Thank you guys for this opportunity.
We're going to go back to Pastor Virgil. I just want to give a brief profile on him quickly. Like I said last week when we had Pastor Eugene on, it was such a pleasure to have him here with us. Pastor Eugene, I hope you're listening in. And we're going to be getting some of those WhatsApps. That's a side joke, by the way. Pastor Eugene, you know what that means. But Pastor Virgil van Wyk, let me say the full name because the middle name is really beautiful. It's Pastor Virgil Lorenzo van Wyk. He is the senior pastor of Firstborn Praise and Worship Center, married with three kids. The church was established in October 2015, and the services are held at the Easterist Cricket Club Hall. The denomination is Pentecostal. Pastor Virgil is not in full-time ministry, but very active in ministry. Now, what really caught my eye is the fact that you said you're at the Cricket Club Hall.
That's correct.
So I just want to say to all those that are trying to vandalize, all those listening to us, all our family, that we would encourage no vandalism, because what's happening here is the work of God. And, you know, it's so important to note that it's not just about having church in this hall, but there's so many more events that can take place here. So we encourage that we look after our facilities in Easterus. It is so important. On that note, last week we attended a graduation. Just before I have Pastor Virgil share with us, because I think I have a slight feeling about what he's going to share, because in studio we have Regan as well, who's going to be sharing his testimony. So last week I was invited to share at a graduation ceremony for Teen Challenge, and I was so blessed by that. It was amazing. I was a speaker there, and I love the work that Hope Revolution, that Senior Pastor or Reverend Bishop Jacobus Nomdu is doing with his wife, Senior Pastor Erica, and the Enon Church. So I love the work they're doing there, especially, noting that the drug problem in Easterus is rising, that COVID is not the only pandemic. drugs is too. And substance abuse is not just about drugs. It's about all substances like alcohol as well. And yesterday we had the MEC for the community safety, and that was really awesome. Also a privilege to be there in her midst and listening to her. And one thing I can say about the MEC is that she is straight up. No mincing of words. She says things the way it should be said. And what came out of that, if you missed it as a pastor, what came out of that is a way forward for Easterist. And it's all about uniting, putting our hands together, joining and supporting each other to eradicate this plague that has so riddled our community called drugs or any other substance for that matter. So now we're going to go over to Pastor Virgil and Regan, and I trust you'll be blessed by the devotion that will be shared by our pastor. Thank you, Pastor Virgil.
Thank you once more, Cheryl, for giving me this opportunity. Also, the Easterist Ministers Fraternal. I'd like to thank Reverend Gavin Felix for this opportunity. Yeah, it's my first time. So, good morning, listeners. This morning, we're going to speak about the most rejected gift. And that was the gift of life, Jesus Christ himself. We're in a season where we exchange gifts. And I think in most places, these good deeds are actually taking place where people are actually celebrating Christ and the birth of Christ. But this morning, this message is so special that we're not only celebrating Father Christmas, we're not celebrating only the season, because why Jesus is the reason for the season, but we need to know that who are we celebrating? Jesus was born in a manger. The Bible says in John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world, the demonstration of his love, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now, this morning, I'm going to read from the book of John 1 verse 10 to 13. And it reads as follow. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The most rejected gift, though, I came up, Sister Cheryl, and all listeners listening to me this morning. What's so profound about this, you have services, memorial services, you have a lot of services where you ask the question, who wants to go to heaven one day? And a lot of people want to go to heaven, but if you ask them, are you not going to give your heart unto the Lord? Then most of the people reject that.
Yes.
And that is why I'm saying he's the most rejected gift, because he was the gift of life. God demonstrated love that he gave his only son. And that is, for me, is charity. And that's where charity started. That's love. And we can see around our community that what does love, rejected love, do? People feel abandoned. They feel rejected. They seek for love on wrong places. Amen. And the Bible, when it refers to this, that did his people only reject him, but the world have rejected him. So that means that when rejecting the gift of life, when rejecting the Creator, that means that you are accepting that I'm a creator of my own. I'm a God of my own. Yeah. And that's so wrong, because he have created us in his image.
Amen.
And what we need to know is that what's writing here, not only did the entire world not recognize its creator, but God's chosen people rejected their Messiah.
Yeah.
What we don't understand is that we reject life. And how can we live if we don't have the life, the creator of life?
Hallelujah.
Because he's the substance. David said, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. 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 So, which means that's a substance. The Word of God is the substance. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So, He created everything that's within this world. And if we reject that, that means that we actually reject security. We reject the supplication of life.
Yeah.
Yes. He's the guy that keeps us maintained in this life. And what we are actually doing lately is that we say, no, we don't want life. We don't want love. We don't want kindness. We don't want good deeds in our community.
Yes.
And this morning, all the Father wants is that He said, I have come so that you might have life and life in abundance.
Amen.
Why are we still rejecting Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah? I mean, if we understand love, then we would have known that He is love.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. When He was born, a lot of, He even troubled Herod the king.
Yes.
That's how big the Messiah is. That as an infant, He already intimidated a king.
Hey.
And Herod was slaughtering children out of fear just to justify his kingship and his lordship. But that also shows that he undermines his own character, that he is not equipped for that job.
Yes.
I know that many a times we were having open airs and people were actually rejecting the Word and says, no, you guys are making a noise. You guys, we don't want to hear about Jesus. But it's the very same people that's going to call us to say that, Pastor, will you please come and conduct a service here? Because we have a sickness, we have a funeral, we have a celebration that we need. And basically what I would like to tell you is that we reject Jesus the Christ, but at the same time also want the benefits of Christ. It's like people seeking the face of God, but they don't want His face to shine upon them.
Yeah.
They want the hand of providence,
yes,
of protection upon them, which is not wrong, because His light of righteousness is shining and going through the whole world on the righteous and the unrighteous.
Yes,
but this morning, as we are celebrating and in a time and in a season where we exchange gifts, you know what I did, Cheryl, and the listeners? Within my family, I'm always going to ask, is there someone that wants to give his heart unto the Lord?
Hallelujah.
To take Him as their salvation, as their personal Savior? I mean, this guy, Herod, and we in a season where most of the people and the pastors need to preach about the 11-month
salvation.
Christians.
Yeah.
And this is not the kind of message that we need to preach. We just need to preach the love of God.
Hallelujah.
And what actually, what God wants from us, He just wants a heart. And many a time people will tell you, no, I'm not ready. I'm not right. That's the time where you actually need to take Him as your personal Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
and then God don't work with things that's already right.
Yes,
He works with things that broken. Are broken.
Oh,
He works
amen.
With things that are, I mean, people misunderstood love.
Yeah.
I'm referring to my life. I was born as what they call a bastard. I was born when my father was going through divorce.
Yeah.
And he found love on another place. He was looking for love on another place. I need to also say that he's a pastor now. His marriage was saved.
Amen.
Yeah. But yeah, through God, amen.
Yes.
A lot of people was referring to my mom as saying, "You, this lady, she was the talk of the town by then."
Yes.
And then not knowing that the desire was for a husband and a child, because she was barren for years.
Mm.
And then God gave her this gift, Pastor Virgil.
Amen.
And I never knew that I will become a pastor. What people saw as a bastard was actually love ordained from heaven.
Hallelujah.
And I can say with pride this morning that if it wasn't for His love, if it wasn't for God that sent His Son into this world, and if I would have rejected Him, I would have not been the pastor of, I mean, there's Pat, there's Regan, there's Delano, drug addicts that I, God, have actually said, Virgil, this is the plan that I have for you.
Yes.
And I actually said, no, I'm going to take him as my Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
So when we actually know love, then we would understand we would have a purpose within Christ.
Yes.
Many a times we rejected a lot of things. We rejected this is something, this is a present that's precious.
Oh.
And we don't understand the word actually of this gift.
Mm.
If we would understand the word of this gift, then we would understand the heart of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So I was telling you that I was made out of love,
yes,
but at the same time rejected and abandoned.
Mm.
Which means by then my father didn't understand love.
Yeah.
But today God has given a testimony,
yes,
actually.
Amen.
To minister from love.
Hallelujah.
And a place out of love.
Yeah.
And I, with a peace in my heart and knowing that his marriage is safe,
yes,
I can also preach the same message of salvation this morning to say that, beloveds, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yeah.
And what we need to do within the season, whenever we come to gatherings, ask the person next to you, evangelize, ask him if he or she have actually taken him as the Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Mark 13 verse 12 says, the stone which the builders have rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Many have rejected Jesus, but he will be used by God the Father as the most integral part of the plan of salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
And like I said, many a times you ask people, don't you want to take him as your Lord and Savior? Then they're like, no, not today.
Yes.
I mean, that's like rejecting life.
Life. Hallelujah.
And I come to tell you all that out of a personal experience, Sister Cheryl, I need to share this testimony with the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a funeral the other day. And whilst I was at the funeral, my son passed on.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And the pastor's wife came up to me and said, sincere condolences with the passing of your son.
Amen.
I said, wait, mama. What you are telling me now, I cannot accept.
Yep.
I have accepted Jesus,
hallelujah,
which is the truth, the life, and the way.
Well,
so I'm not going to accept this message.
Yes.
And I'm not going to reject his word, because in his word is better promises, and it's yeah, and it's amen.
Amen.
Yes. And that morning we were praying for 10 minutes, and 10 minutes feels long.
Yes.
And now the grandfather of my wife was sitting there. And the people were calling me, say, we are already at the church. His wife was about to be buried. And I need to bring him to the church. I said, guys, I'm in a difficult position. You guys know my son passed on.
Yeah.
I have the old man here. He's also crying for the life to come back unto this child. And whilst we were praying, continue praying. And that's where the word comes in, that God,
yeah,
hallelujah,
mm-hmm,
in the book of Titus, the gift,
yes,
will be revealed unto us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So this is the kind of thing that we actually need to seek him, because I remember the three magi, they came there, or not the three, the magi came there, and what they did, just bowing before the king,
hallelujah,
the gifts open.
Yes.
And many a times we need to call upon the name of the Lord, and just to give him honor, just to give him praise.
Yes.
And we were calling 30 minutes were long,
yes,
to
yes,
pray, because yes, you actually concerned about the problem.
Yeah.
But what something so profound happened. The Spirit of Lord, the Lord took me away, and the anointing filled the room. And I was praying and I was worshiping the Lord, forgetting about what's happening here. And God restored after 45 minutes.
Yes.
Now, how I know this child passed on, because the lady who held him,
yes,
in her hands, she's from the Wilgers Hospital.
Yes.
And she's there in the theater, and she was crying. And the baby, while she was praying, she did not also accept that, no, death is going to come in.
Yes.
No, we have Jesus, and we did not reject him.
Hallelujah.
And that day we pray, and the Lord restored him.
Amen.
And it was a revival amongst the Christians,
wow,
then. Yes. And I have a testimony that my life was never the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that by rejecting God, then I would have not seen the hand of God.
Hallelujah.
You understand? Hallelujah. That's the gift of life, man.
Amen.
And he came with life in abundance. The Bible says the devil have come to steal, to kill, to devour. Yes. But he have come with life and life in abundance.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, whenever we want to see good results, we need to have a relationship and a fellowship with God.
Amen.
The other day I was ministering on that goodness is for everyone, but favor is for certain people. Favor is for them that do have a relationship that did not reject the gift of life.
Hallelujah.
That took him as their personal savior.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this morning I would like to convey this message unto Easterus and everyone on this platform, that we need to have Jesus Christ in our houses again.
Amen.
We need to bring back, amen, the foundation, which is the rock of ages,
yes,
this
hallelujah.
Morning. There's nobody like him. Nobody that can be compared to
Jesus.
I can refer to hallelujah. The other day, someone was asking me, Virgil, so when are you going to take him as your Lord and Savior? And I was like, no, when the time is right.
Yeah.
And he said, no, the time is now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And from that day, I was not even rejecting or feeling bad making this decision of taking the Lord as my personal savior. And this morning, beloved,
amen.
I can tell you that I have people in my church, ex-murderers. I have drug addicts that took Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so nice and so profound about this is that God knows how to keep it together.
Yes.
As families, we are scattered and we still, there was a day of reconciliation that we
yes.
celebrate. For most, it was a day of rye. But this is actually just before we celebrate the gift of life.
Yeah.
Then we need to reconcile with one another.
Mother, yes,
so now we're going into a season where we will exchange gifts,
yes.
but we will not implement the gift of life within most of our ceremonies.
Mm.
I'm talking out of experience this morning.
Yes.
Whenever we got together, there's a lot of booze, there was a lot of drinks and the party, everything is going on.
Yes.
But now things have changed. And I'm prophesying on this platform that your family gatherings will never be the same.
Hallelujah.
There will be a divine intervention. This year you will see the hand of the Lord.
In the name of
you
Jesus.
Will not only see the hand of the Lord, but you will hear his footsteps within your family gatherings.
Hallelujah.
God is about to change things around.
Hallelujah.
And
come
this
on, Pastor.
Is a season, amen,
yes.
where we need to know that Herod wants to kill.
Yes.
But Herod cannot kill yeah. what God has already
hallelujah.
Ordained.
Amen.
Amen.
There's already somebody. There's already a David in the family that God is raising up.
Hallelujah.
And we're not going to cry over King King Saul.
Yes.
No, no, no. We're not going to delay the plans of God this morning.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to reject, amen, beloveds, this morning, Jesus Christ as the Savior. Because he's a God that do love. And he will bring us in one accord
yes.
this season. I prophesy, so it
amen.
Will be.
Yes.
Amen. We are, as family were scattered. I
yes.
mean, for 28 years, my father and my mom were not talking.
Yes.
But the moment they reconcile.
Yes, sir.
And said, Lord, no, in Afrikaans, on sal se ekspree kom vry.
Yeah.
Which means out of the heart, whatever you had, I'm not going to keep him a grudge against him.
Yes. Yes.
No, no, no.
Release.
I want to serve him the most high
yes.
when I'm in his presence. There yes. should not be anything that's going to withhold me from his presence.
Hallelujah.
You understand?
Yes.
And many a times, what we do, we reject this gift of life. Amen.
Yes.
And not knowing that God is not a God that's unrighteous. He will
yes.
give you an opportunity at any time.
Amen.
Whether Krishna, Muslim, whatever
yes.
you are,
yes, yes.
God will give you the opportunity
every time
to accept you as his Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
I had the opportunity the other day, someone in our church was Muslim, and I actually explained to him who Jesus Christ is. And these people actually made change, converted
yes, yes.
fully
wow.
from
awesome.
Muslim
yes.
to Christian.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Amen. Because
yes, yes,
it's only God's grace that gave me the ability to talk to people like that. Amen.
Yes.
To show. Because, I mean, everyone needs to have.
Jesus.
He was asking Peter, who do you say I am?
Yes.
Yeah.
You understand? So each and everyone this morning, whether you Bakira, on Bakira, you saved, you unsaved, you have a story to tell about this God. Amen. Yes. So I'm not sure why you're still rejecting him. Because he have been, you've been so good for you.
Hallelujah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to be with businessmen and they showed me, okay, Virgil, this is my three, trucks. This is my house. This is where I'm staying in front of Cradlestone and whatsoever. And they were like, I was not serving the Lord and I got these things. I said, bro, you know what? You have these things.
Not because of yourself.
Hallelujah. Because the grace of God is sufficient upon your life.
Hallelujah.
It's just for you to accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Yes. I said, we are not born out of ourselves.
Yeah.
So there's someone that make the providence for these things.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So, beloveds, this morning, Sister Cheryl, can I go over now and then we can just refresh?
Well,
I'm going to give over to Brother Regan just to give his short testimony and then I'm going to continue.
Well, before you go over, we just want to, I just want to play a song by Israel, A New Breed. It's called Where Would I Be Without Your Grace?
Amen.
And that's something you just ended off with. It's God's grace.
God's grace.
That was so powerful, Pastor Virgil, for your first time. Well done.
Well done.
Was amazing. Phew. It was so powerful, so profound. So relevant and so necessary. And what I loved is the prophecy that you declared and you decreed over our families, over everybody. But I just want to play this song before Regan, before we come back to Regan, to hear Regan's testimony. I trust that our family will be blessed with this.
With FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Welcome back to the Gospel, and you're tuned in listening to Pastor Virgil van Wyk from the Firstborn Praise and Worship Center in Eersterust. It is 7:53 on this lovely Sunday morning, and I trust you're blessed already, and we are not done yet. We have so much more that you can enjoy this morning and so much more that the Holy Spirit can impart into your lives this morning. If you have a testimony, or if you have a comment or a question, or you just want to share something, if there's something burning within your spirit, you can WhatsApp us on 064-119-6071. And I want to repeat that. It's 064-119-6071. We're going to listen to Regan share a testimony in just a few seconds, but there is a WhatsApp that came through, and that is from our host of the Gospel, Livo. And she says, good morning. Awesome testimony, Pastor Virgil. Indeed, I agree with you. God will turn things around. Jesus is the reason for this season, a gift God has given us. So thank you, Livo. Thank you for tuning in. Despite being on leave, we appreciate you. And now we have Pastor Virgil that will introduce Regan to us. Just share a bit about Regan before he shares his testimony.
It's such a great privilege this morning to introduce to you Regan Maghi. And I know a lot of people in Eersterus know the Maghis and the history of the Maghis. But how I met Regan is, people won't believe, I was actually coming from church the other day, and I was going through something where I wrote my car off, and the one vehicle was also stolen in the same month. So, I was really feeling down and out in my life. And then Regan and them were on a vehicle, a bucky, and then while they were passing me with a van, they were actually swearing at me to get out of the way.
Oh my.
So everyone was running around in their houses because the Maghis is on their way, you understand? Mm-hmm. And he was like, ek gaan nou die leitie kom wees wat gaan ek me nou maak. And they were actually, it was a white Isuzu bucky, I can recall. Mm-hmm. And when they got back, the Regan was having a gun, a shotgun. So people were like, hey, Virg, come in my yard. I was like, no, why should I come? And the Spirit of the Lord have actually blinded them not to see me.
Wow.
And because by then they were shooting, they were killing. And the Lord granted me an opportunity. His father-in-law's wife passed on. And I was asking him, Brethren, can you please bring me a cup of water? And he was like, why can't you do it yourself? And I was like, yo, this guy, King. So I took the glass and I go and fetch my water. I came back and I was praying. I said, Lord, I'm feeling disturbed within my spirit, but you need to do a thing within this man's life.
Yes.
We need someone in the gospel like that, that don't have the fear. Father, for now, we don't know how to speak to and how to address people. Mm. And people have a fear for him. I mean, when when he actually accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, the other night he came to my house and people, they were running, packing up their chairs because Regan is in the street. And I was like, yeah, guys, this guy have changed. He have changed. So this morning, I'm introducing to you someone that actually, because many a times when we're in the world, then, I mean, you guys, if you will hear the testimony of Patrick also, him and Rashid Stachy and them, and how he went through gangsterism and so. And, but what's so nice about Regan is actually when I can't even believe, many a time people were asking me, hey, bro, are you not scared of these guys that they might change the way that you're talking to them, rebuking them and be so harsh on them? I said, no, we need people like this in the gospel. You understand? This were the guys that says, no, I'm going to make you a number 26. I'm going to make you this and whatsoever. I'm giving you the gun. Go kill. Here's the cars. Here's the gun, whatsoever. So this were the people. Now you need to change this thing and convert it to the gospel. Make it align with God. You understand? I mean that there will be change in the gospel within day, because when we meet the Savior, then everything changed and the old man will pass on.
Yes.
But there is people that don't have the fear to go into this world to say that hey, Jesus Christ is the answer to this world. Jesus Christ is the one that will change your circumstance. So we need guys that do have that boldness, that that can go out and preach the gospel unashamed, unapologetic, and not sugarcoat this thing.
Yes.
Now, when Regan got to church, he was like, Pastor, I don't like this. Is this the way that they're serving the Lord? And he, a lot of things that he showed, and I mean, a lot of people have actually changed in church. We're not harsh on people, you understand? But
yes.
There was a time where Regan also showed, is this the way that we need to dress? Is this the way? Then we need to actually usher them into the prophetic and the apostolic grace and also the Pentecostal and showed him the different denominations. But at first, he's coming into our church. We're actually rearranging people to make them get the fear of the Lord again. You understand? They were not fearing him, but he was showing them ones and twos and showing them out. So Regan was that straight guy, but God have changed him so much, so much. I mean, when I was ministering the message the other day that God is working with broken things, and it was a demonstration where I throw the glass broken and I said, who can put the glass back together?
Yes.
You have to take it to the manufacturer to go to the refinery again to make it whole again. You understand? And that's only Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Regan have accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Amen. Many a times people are looking for answers all over. And this is a guy, amen, that was at first, he never knew that I will be his pastor. But like I mentioned, if I did reject the gift of life, Jesus Christ, Regan would have never been saved.
Yes.
Regan would have never had a spiritual father. He's older than me in age, but in the spirit of Hallelujah.
Yes, Regan, please share your testimony with us so someone out there is listening and trusting God for a breakthrough. So I trust that this will be a blessing to them.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Morning.
My spiritual father, good morning.
Amen. Greet
you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Yes, yes, as you heard now, it was ruckelous. I didn't care who you are, what you are. I always told my guys that anybody can be killed, even the president, if you just know how. So there was no limit of going to the extent to show or to prove who you are. But that day, there always comes a day You know, I told my friends, I fear nobody. I don't even fear death. But the day that when Jesus called me, something in my spirit stands still, and I've got the fear, not a fear of a fellow man, but a fear of a higher being. Mm. You know, I stood still, and on that day I was on my way to kill somebody.
Oh my.
Because it seems to me that people were not respecting me or fearing me anymore. You understand? And then on that day, if I can give the testimony, I was standing in front of my grandfather's house, planning. I called somebody. I told him, listen, bring the gun. I need to shoot somebody here just to prove a point.
Mm.
Understand? But in the ways of the Lord, we don't understand the way of the Lord. Things didn't work out as I planned it. The guy never brought the gun. I never succeeded on hurting or destroying a family. In our eyes, it may look good, but we are destroying a family. I was supposed to destroy a family, taking a father from a son, taking a husband from a wife. But when I was in that world, I didn't understand what I was doing. Everything in my eyes were right. That's why the pastor always teach me, told me, I can say it in Afrikaans, Muni wees wees in jou eie oë nie. Salomo said that, Muni wees wees in jou eie oë nie. So if you look through the eyes of God, the gift that was rejected, then you will see that this is not what life is supposed to be.
Amen.
We're supposed to build Easters. We're supposed to be another brother for another brother, sister, a young guy walking down the street looking for a father. I was looking for this love. I was looking everywhere. I didn't grow up with my father. I only grew up with my mother. She was my mother and my father, and was looking for this love. All the wrong places. All the wrong places. But when I found him, you know, it's like going to the drug house. Ne?
Yes.
When you buy drugs, you hit one hit, but then you want another one, and you want another one. It doesn't give you satisfaction. But when you meet Jesus, I can tell everybody, when you meet Jesus, it's like, it satisfies your whole body. It satisfies your whole spirit. When you accept this gift, the Bible, my bemoediging het gekom met 1 Petrus 2 vers 4. Kom na hom toe, die lewende steen, wat deur die mens wel verwerp is, maar by God uitverkoring en kosbaar is. En laat julle ook soos 'n lewende steen opbou tot die geestelike huis en 'n heilige priesterdom om geestelike offers te bring wat aan God welgevallig is deur Jesus Christus. Daarom staan dit ook in die skrif. Kyk, lê in Sion 'n uitverkorende, 'n kosbare hoeksteen. En die wat in hom glo, sal nooit beskam word nie.
Amen.
So, when I accepted to build Jesus my house, I built my house with fleshly things. I built my house with my own mindset. But when I accepted Jesus to build my house, I have a calmness. Daai rondar kloop van een hoek na die ander hoek. Jy weet, as jy klaar whatever jy gedoen het in die wêreld in, ek dink jy dit is met jou eie krag, met jou eie mag. Maar ek kom by die beseffing dat Christus het my gedra. Van my testimony wat ek nou gaan gee oor 'n paar minute, is dat toe ek die dag bekeer, het God vir my gesê, my seun, ek het jou tot hier toe gedra. Van hier af is jou eie besluit. And you know that day I decided, Lord, I'm going to give my all to you. I'm going to serve you. I didn't know who I'm going to serve, but I know that this is the place that I want to be. This is the man that I want to follow. This is the gift that I was looking for. This is the love that I was looking for. Understand? That day I was standing in front of my grandfather's house. The guy never brought the gun. I went up home. The Lord told me that, listen, Regan, from now on, this battle is mine. I'm going to blind your enemies. You're not going to have enemies that are going to shoot at you anymore. You don't have to worry. I'm going to bring calmness and peace over you. Mm. I never understood what it was, calmness and peace. Because every time I used to worry, if I walk down the street, I used to walk with my gun. I was like, it was like part of me. I needed to have it near me. I needed to get high so that I can do things that not a normal person wants to do. Because a normal person can't walk to somebody and just shoot them and just walk up and then it's a normal thing. But then, when I went up home, I was standing in front of my yard. I won't forget this. I was standing in front of my yard. We were pushing a car. The guy was stuck in with petrol. We were pushing a car. So as we pushed the car around the corner, it went down the street. So when I came down back to my house, this guy that I was supposed to shoot came up with his car. And he was driving a nice car with the latest cars.
Wow.
And the light was on me. He was hitting bright. So he saw me. I knew, because I knew this is this car. I was like, yo, it's on now. And my gun was inside the house. Because remember, we were pushing the car and it's late. I don't need a gun by now. And it's front of my yard. So here, I'm telling myself, yo, but now I'm dead. Yeah, Allahan miskit. But they drove past me. As they drove past me, I went into the house. The Lord reminded me. Before I knocked on the door for my wife to open, the Lord reminded me, remember what I told you, I'm going to blind your enemies. And then I was like, knocking on the door, asking my wife to open the door. As she opened the door, she went to the room. She was angry, you know, how women are. When you came late and I was like angry, went to the bed. And me, I was in the living room. I start falling on my knees. I start worshiping the Lord. I was crying. I said, Lord, from today I'm going to serve you. I'm going to give my heart to you. And on that day, I changed. But remember, when you accept this gift, it doesn't happen instantly.
Yes.
As my pastor said, people didn't understand. I was changing. But the people's mindset on the other side, they never changed. They were still, when they looked at me, they were looking at like, yo, this is this guy. Even I remember on a brother, remember Pastor Red brother? When Pastor told him, listen, Regan gave his heart to the Lord, he's like, what? Tayo. I cloned it and I need to see it for myself. Then he saw me, I came to the church. Dunga was a sang aunt.
Yes.
But he didn't believe it. He saw me. I was praising the Lord, but he saw me standing there worshiping God, but his mindset was still there on that old Regan. So what I want to encourage Easterus, the youth of Easterus, the parents of Easterus, you know, we need to teach our children from a young age that Jesus does exist.
Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
He's walking amongst us. The Bible says, an African said it, en 'n geskenk is gegee aan ons.
Yes.
God with us, Emmanuel with us.
Amen.
We want to teach our children in the later stage. But the Bible says, en sulkes behoort die koninkryk van God. Soos moet hulle van kleins af leer dat Christus is die geskenk. Is alright, die klere word gekoop. Moet men nie misverstaan nie. Die klere word gekoop, die presence word gekoop. Maar sê soos Petrus hulle sê, hoor hierso, silver en goud het ek nie. Maar vir wie ek het my kind, is Jesus Christus.
Amen.
As ons onse kinders ken leer van hierdie geskenk wat aan ons gegee is van kleins af,
yes,
dan weet hulle om nie rondhardloop na 'n next auto in die straat nie, na 'n draak huis toe nie, na 'n shabin toe nie. Want daar is nie wat jy die liefde kry nie. Die liefde wat ons kry is by Christus homself. En wanneer jy 'n verhouding het, die Bybel sê, God word gedien in gees en in waarheid. Wanneer jy begin te verstaan, jy weet nie, I'm at that point nie where I like, every time I just want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for the calm and peace that he brought into my life. I'm a husband to my wife. I'm a father to my son. I'm a brother to my next brethren. You understand? So
yes.
I came to that point, not on my own strength, not on my own strength, because with my own strength I would have succeed. But met die krag van Jesus Christus, wat my wakker kom maak dit. And in this street, I just want to tell the young people to the and the parents as lelik jy beter kan.
Yes.
Die Bybel sê die vyand loop soos 'n brullende leeu. And he's using the young men that doesn't know God. He's using the young ladies that doesn't know God om die jong saad te verwoes.
Yes.
Pastoor, die Bybel sê dat God kom en hy sê vir Adam en vir Eva, hy sê vir hulle
Dis wat ek oor julle spreek, omdat julle nie geluister het na my nie. Die slang en die kind sal vyand is.
Yes.
Is ek reg?
Yes.
So, the enemy is not after the growing up so much as he's after the youth.
Yes.
To kill the youth, we don't have a future.
Yes.
And by killing the youth through drugs, through alcoholism, and all those things, you understand? To show a young lady that she's not worthy to walk in the street.
Yes.
To show a young guy that, listen, you are nothing. You need to seek in the street. But we as brethren that has changed our life need to take this young man, take this young woman and show them that, listen, don't look outside.
Yes.
Check inside of this word that God has given us, which is Jesus Christ. And when you start reading this word will come alive inside of you. And then you will start understand that, listen, you don't have to chase after those worldly things.
Amen.
For now, as a young child, you need to accept Jesus for who he is.
Yes.
Because God has given it unto us. He could have given it into everybody.
Yes.
You understand? He's given it to us. He says, listen, I have no, ek het nie gekies vir wie gee ek het nie.
Yes.
Verstaan nie? Ek gee dit vir julle, want ek is lief vir hierdie wereld. Ek wil nie jy moet verlore gaan nie. En ek wil hê julle moet verstaan die luisteraars aan die ander kant.
Luisteraars, ja.
Luisteraars, hè? Om nie te mis, okay, maar nie te min nie. Ek wil hê julle moet verstaan. Op hierdie oomblik, ja nee, jy is jong, jy het 'n lekker werk. Jy's jonk, jy's nog in die skool en goeders lyk baie mooi. Die Bybel sê, jongeling, met wat sal jou pad verlig? Die lig wat jy van praat, is nie die straatlig nie, is nie die kamerlig nie, is nie die selfoon se backlight nie.
Yes.
Hy praat van die lig wie Jesus Christus is. En vandag wil ons vir Jesus Christus aan julle gee. Dit is al wat ons vandag, ek het hom geaccept en my lewe is rustig.
Amen.
Jy weet, ek praat nie van wat ek doen in my lewe nie. Jy weet, ek het nooit besef, Cheryl, I never thought that I'm gonna work. I never, I'm like, werk, now it's not for me. I need to zula, and this is how I'm gonna be. I'm no smoke slan. But God, when I accepted him, and this is a powerful testimony, I walk into the first job. On that day, already it was about 3 years, The boss of the company came. He said, listen, Regan, you're going to finish today. We don't have work anymore. The contract is finished. So I went into another room. I never complained. I never asked, hoe gaan ek nou maak? Moet ek terug gaan om te gaan steal? Moet ek gaan zula? Nee, I just start praising this Jesus.
Amen.
And accepting the way that is working out. You know, the day, I'm talking about 4 o'clock, when, to create an oproep from another company telling me, listen, you need to start tomorrow.
Wow.
I walk out of the first job into another job. This is what this Jesus can do. You don't have to stress about your life, how you're going to finish matric, how you're going to finish university. When you accept this gift, he's working out. I say, ek is die waarheid. So he always have the way for you. You don't have to look out for what you're going to do. So, Cheryl, I've got a lot of testimonies, you understand? But today I just want to break about this Jesus.
Amen.
I just want to tell the people that this Jesus, man, you need to accept him. Esther's, if we can take this Jesus back into Esther's, he's standing in front, you know, like he was standing in front of the grave of Lazarus.
Yes.
He's standing in front of the grave of Esther's. If you can see around Esther's, Esther's is dying. It wasn't a place. This place was a beautiful place.
It was beautiful.
We were looking out for each other. Parents were looking out for children. You understand? But now it's time. Ons gee net om vir mekaar. But Jesus is standing in front of Esther's grave. And he's calling Esther by his name. He's calling him to stand up. He says, julle gaan nie dood gaan, Esther is nie. Daar is nog lewe terwyl julle vir my accept wie Christus is. Halleluja. Hy is die lewe. Hy is die waarheid. Hy is lewe in oorvloed, pastoor, soos jy gesê het, man.
Halleluja.
Verstaan?
Amen.
En,
ek wil net my kassie bemoedig, man. Ek is lief vir hierdie kassie.
Amen.
Ek het moet 'n dwaasheid gebeweeg. Maar ek het 'n wysheid gekry wie Christus Jesus is.
Verlossing het gekom.
Verlossing het gekom. Ek het 'n liefde vir my medebroer. Ek het 'n liefde, jy weet, I always say, to break things is very easy.
Yes.
To mess up things is very easy.
Yes.
But to fix things,
It
takes patience.
Yes, absolutely.
It takes wisdom.
Yes.
And this patience and this wisdom, we don't have ourselves.
Mm,
we need this love, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He'll show us. The Bible says, we langmoedig is. Ons moet liefdevol is. He said, love your God with your whole heart.
Yes.
Ne?
Mm-hmm.
And if you love God neighbor. With your whole heart, then I'll understand that I must love His creation. Because I'm going to look through God's eyes now, His creation. And I'm going to have that passion. And I'm going to have that love to rebuild what the enemy wants to break.
Mm-hmm.
So as we as brethren,
yes.
sisters, stand together and mm-hmm. try to rebuild this Easter's of us. This yes. community, this Pretoria, this South Africa's up. If we start... Not we can just
we'll be a
we
better
can
place.
We can preach about, but we need to make action. We have to work upon
action.
It.
Mm.
We need to go to our neighbor's house, inside our neighbor's house. We need to show them that listen, this is what God is showing me. I'm not here to
Amen.
Break. Jesus never came to judge. He just came to het gekom om te verlos.
Yes.
Mm. Verlos van verskillende dinge af. Kan ek net nog 'n small?
Yes. Yeah? Yes.
Ek kom en sê, and if you look at our church, we are couples. Most of us, we are couples, married mm. couples.
Mm.
And I think three weeks back, I asked the Lord, Father, He said, I'm here to fix broken marriages.
Amen.
Yes, your testimony is about gangsterism, where you're coming from. But remember, through the gangsterism, you were absent father, you were absent husband, mm. you were absent brethren.
Yes.
But now that I've called you, I want you to rebuild your own marriage. And through this, I want you to go out and rebuild marriages. Because if we have a strong family, we have a strong community.
Amen.
And we have a strong community, we have a prosperous life. And this is what we have to do. We have to come together. Understand? I remember the time, Cheryl, when if I was a naughty child, the neighbor could have come and beat me. And if I go to my mother's house and say, it's like, yeah, come here. What did you do? I'm like, ow. I never, you understand, it
yes,
was because of
absolutely.
Discipline. Because
of love.
Yes.
Of love, you understand. Mm, there's no other. Now, these days, we at this point, where we're like, if somebody beats my child, me as a Christian,
mm.
beat my child, I was like, wie Jugoslan? Minispili, ek trek my geestelike baikie nooit, ek gaan hulle nou beat, hulle ken nie my aan. You understand? Mm. Not calling the child, say, mm. but the auntie won't just come out of our house and just hit
yes,
you.
Absolutely.
What's happening? You understand? So,
you.
That love, we need to bring it back. The
yes.
respect, we need
Amen.
To bring it back. And the only way, I believe it, I can make up a block, said Pastor.
Mm. Mm.
The only way is through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
So, for the listeners on the outside, we need us, we need Jesus to accept Him. This is our gift. God is giving us for free. Ons het aan niks gebetaal nie. Ons het nie ons bloed gestort. Ons het nie op 'n kruis gaan hang nie.
Mm.
Ons was nie in 'n major gebore nie.
Mm.
Ons was nie gejag deur 'n koning nie.
Mm.
Huh? Ons was vrygebore.
Yes.
Jy weet, ons het nou 'n demokratiese land. Vra jou ouer, jong man, jong dogter, wat is apartheid? Vra 'n ouer persoon en dan kyk jy die demokratiese lewe wat ons gekry het.
Mm.
Dan verstaan jy wat is vryheid.
Mm.
Maar dan kyk jy dit deur Jesus Christus.
Yes.
Ons is nie weer onder die wet nie.
Mm-hmm.
Ons is onder genade.
Amen.
En hierdie genade het ons gekry van God af.
Halleluja.
Nie om te maak en doen en te breek soos ons wil nie, maar om terug ons offers te gee aan God en te dank wat hy gedoen het in ons lewe. As hy 'n gangster van Eestrus gevat het en hom kos geverander het, as hy 'n drak Erik gevat het en hom kos geverander het,
yes.
as hy kos 'n hoer gevat het en hom geverander het, as hy kos die swart skapie van die familie gevat het en hom wit gewas het, kan
so.
Ek jou bemoedig aan die ander kant dat hoor hierso, niks is onmoontlik in die Here se naam nie.
Amen.
Wanneer die Here 'n plan het met jou lewe, moet jy net accept en sê ek accept this gift unto me and I'm going to walk with it and I'm going to understand what is his plan. So ek wil net eersteres bemoedig, ek wil die mense aan die buite kan nie net eersteres alleen nie, so ver as wat die mense my stem kan hoor, wherever you can hear my voice, I ask you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let Jesus be the way and the
Amen.
light. Kom ons, let not think with our own mindset, but let's talk with God's mouth. Let's look through his eyes and his heart. when you start loving God, we shall love our neighbor. We shall love our neighbor's children. We shall love our neighbor's even dog. We shall love our neighbor's property. We shall love our neighborhood, because you will love them if you love yourself. Because Amen. You won't hurt yourself, and you don't want somebody to come and steal your neighbor's things, because you know that your neighbor has worked hard for these things.
Yes.
You will be concerned like, this thing mustn't happen.
Amen.
Cheryl, I can... I'm excited.
Yeah. The spirit is revived. Yeah.
There's such a powerful presence here. I was actually, I'm so emotional here just listening to your testimony, Regan, because it resonates with so many people, what it is you are sharing.
Yes,
and I thank you for your boldness to be able to share where you were and how our Heavenly Father has caused you to transform and to be where you are, that you can take that testimony to the world.
Yes,
because this is not just about Esalas. It's not just about this community. Esalas. It's about taking the testimony to the world. And it's so in line with Pastor Virgil, where he spoke about the rejected gift, the most rejected gift. And it's so true that the gift that we reject is the gift that is responsible for saving our souls.
Mm.
And I'm so blown away by that testimony. Thank you, Pastor Virgil, for bringing Regan in to share that testimony.
Mm.
Because, you know, sometimes we sit in our homes or we sit in situations and we think there's just no way out.
Mm. Yes.
We think that the devil has won the battle.
Yes. Mm.
And yet the battle is just the Lord's.
Hallelujah.
And it takes just knowing how to tap into God's grace.
Yes,
to save our souls. And to hear about your testimony about work and how God has come through for you there, that is totally amazing. That is only God, our Heavenly Father, that can do that. And even, you know, with your family, it's not an easy thing when you are in that situation of wanting to murder people, and then you have a wife that is there, and I'm sure, and three sons, and I'm sure she's always been on her knees,
always
trusting God for your life.
That's where I want to come in, Cheryl.
Well.
Remember Regan's wife, who were first coming to our church, and then she was serving the Lord for a long time before Regan.
Wow.
And each and every time, you know, as a pastor, you need to have patience with someone.
Yes.
Each and every time there's a sermon, she would come up and she's asking for prayer and say, "Pastor, just trust the Lord with me for my husband." You see, and many a times I realized that there's a lot of women that actually suffers. And the Bible is saying the kingdom suffers violent and the violent take it by force.
Amen.
And this woman never stood back. She knew what was stuck in Regan. She knew what did she marry. She know the word. She know that the Christ within Jesus. Because Paul is saying Christ, the hope of all glory within us.
Hallelujah.
And she was like, "Pastor, I'm not going to give up on this man." And me knowing that, hey, I don't want to even go into this guy's territory, you understand?
Yes.
I don't want to be seen with his wife a lot of times, you understand?
Mm.
It's just, so you have to limit yourself because you're not understanding what is in this guy's mind. Mm. So you need to have actually a spiritual battle, but also give love unto his wife, you understand? At the same time, a agape love, a godly love. Reason why I'm saying so, because many a times she did not have a blue eye, but words and the absenteeism of a husband is something that makes women go into depression, that makes women take certain decisions where they end up. You understand?
Yes.
But she never gave up on this God.
Amen.
Because she know that he is going to bring change.
Amen.
He's the creator of Regan. So he is also going to change. I mean, many a times we have problems. We go to, people are going to Zangomas. People are going to the wise men and whosoever. Not knowing that once a car is broken, you don't take your Mercedes to VW. No, you take it to the manufacturer.
Amen.
And this morning I would like to tell the listeners that you need to take your problem to the Creator.
Amen.
Don't reject this love. Amen.
Amen.
And Regan was talking about he didn't grow up with his father. So his mom have to play the role of a father and a mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
You understand? That's a lot of strain on her. Raising a man. Amen. Because that's what we're doing. And it's not always easy. I'm talking out of experience.
Yes, sir.
Remember in the early 80s, 90s, ne? When growing up in Easterus, we are blessed now. There wasn't a lot of houses here. Mm. And where I'm actually staying in James Urine, so that those houses were not there. They were from 96 or 95.
Yes.
Amen. And then my mom, actually, I was growing up and she need to raise this man. And she was like, if I'm going to cry, they beat me, then she's coming back and beat me. You mm-hmm. understand? So yeah. I never had that opportunity to go and cry with her. I only did that once and then she beat me. I was like, okay. And then she have to take up this person who she's not. You understand?
Yes.
This character, which is not. And one, I remember one time then at the corner of, remember those time it was still the bad boys and the young ones and whoever, at the corner of Blauberg and I think it's Rini. So this guy came and he stabbed me and on the arm. So I was running, bleeding. Hey. Mm. And then my mom came and it was one of the gangster's child, and then she beat the child. She slapped him. Sure. And then that guy slapped my mom, and my mom, she was short, so she had to jump and slap the guy back. And luckily, in our community that time, people, they were protective over
a woman,
you understand? Mm-hmm. So they helped her. And me growing up with this grudge in my heart that, hey, one day I'm going to show these people.
Yeah.
You understand? One day I'm going to show these people. And the other day, there was also an incident. And this guys came all the way from Aldous, and they wanted to come and actually protect my mom or to just to show Easter or something. And my mom was like, I don't need it. Mm. I have Jesus, accepted Jesus Christ in my life.
Yes.
This is not the way. This is not the life. This is not how we're going to resolve things.
Yes, yes.
I'm still stuck in on this where there's a lot of young man in Easterus, Regan, that's also rejected. Remember, we had this father-son thing 2 weeks ago where we took some of the druggies to Menland and we were sitting there and we were talking because they never had that father-son love.
Mm.
So what actually happening, that moment when you were mentioning, I was thinking about my life, that I also grew up with a father. And the absenteeism of a father. Your mom wants to give you the best always. Mm. And that's where they're making the fall.
Yes.
Because they're giving a lot.
Too much.
Amen.
They're giving
too much.
Thank you, Pastor Virgil. Such nuggets of wisdom and so profound that, you know, for me, it's so important to take in what you've just mentioned. We're living in a society where there's lots of absenteeism when it comes to fathers.
Amen.
And moms are taking that place, and that's not the norm.
Yes.
That's actually abnormal.
Mm.
And so it's so important for fathers to take their rightful place in the lives of their children. But we were so blessed.
Mm.
Really, Liesl, this was really so amazing. Yes. It was so such a blessing to hear you share about the most rejected gift that we should actually consider being the priceless gift, our treasure being Jesus Christ. And Regan, also thank you so
much. Thank you very
much, Elder. You know what? I am new to Easterus, well, fairly new. So I don't know all these things. And every week when I listen to testimonies, and every time I'm somewhere listening to someone's testimony, I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, we're all happening in Easterus. Was Easterus riddled with all of this? And yet we have still not gotten rid of everything that needs to be. And I just believe, by the grace of God. And, you know, God is such an amazing God. Similar to the prodigal son, you know, he felt like he was rejected, or he would be rejected when he came back to the father.
Yes.
And yet the father received him with open arms.
Open arms.
So we are never rejected. We are never rejected because we have a father that cares for us.
Father to the fatherless. Yes,
yes, absolutely. So to our poorties, to our family, to our listeners, if you are listening and if you're tuned in, please WhatsApp us if you have anything you want to share. Pastor Virgil, I hope you don't mind. Would you be willing to share your number if someone needs to talk to you? We will get Pastor Virgil's number in a second, but our WhatsApp number is 064 119 7-1. And this was really such a powerful, powerful devotion and testimony. And I'm sure you would want to listen to more about what God is doing in the community of Esteres, because He is doing amazing things.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Virgil, before we let you go, and Regan, would you mind, Pastor, just to pray over Esteres, over the people, that they would receive Jesus as their personal savior, and especially in this time where we are in the festive season, that they would understand the true meaning of what Christmas is about, and it's all about Jesus. That's what it's about.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Wherever you are this morning, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is with you. He is omnipresent, omniscient. He is an all-wise, all-knowing, and all-understanding God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's looking into your circumstances now. He's looking the trial, the tribulation that you are facing. We're going to trust the Lord for divine intervention. And I know that there is power. Whenever we call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. Amen. Amen. And I know that you have a desire to accept Him as your Lord and Savior this morning.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray this morning with you, and I'm going to trust the Lord with you. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever we mismanage something, if you mismanage your finances, you will be broke. When you mismanage a life, you will end up being a beggar. And I know that they that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen, they will see a radical change within their lives. Amen.
Amen.
God will do things this morning. Heavenly Father, it's in the mighty name of Jesus that we call upon your name, because we know, Heavenly Father, David say, whenever you call upon the name of the Lord, Paul is also making reference of that in Romans 9, Heavenly Father, and this morning, we are more than two or three that are gathered in your name. Amen. Heavenly Father, and I'm praying that you will break every yoke of bondage this morning over Esteres and every listener that's listening on this platform this morning, Heavenly Father. We know that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And we, Heavenly Father, pray that you will do a divine thing, Heavenly Father. A thing, Heavenly Father, that the prophet is saying, that people will be astounded. They will be amazed by what the Lord has done, Heavenly Father. And I know people here on this platform this morning have accepted you. They have made peace with you, because your peace surpasses all understanding, Heavenly Father. And you will bring peace, Heavenly Father. The other day, Heavenly Father, you make mention that peace is a realm, a dimension that we actually need to go into, Heavenly Father, because you raise standards.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, I'm praying, Heavenly Father, whatever the plans of the enemy are upon these listeners, I nullify, I rebuke, I cancel his plans now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, gird us, Heavenly Father, with love, Heavenly Father, within this season, Heavenly Father. We know that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, Heavenly Father. And you have come with life, and life in abundance. I'm speaking life over each and every one, Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Whatever is that, dreams and stuff that are dead within their lives, Heavenly Father, please erect it, Heavenly Father, and awake, Heavenly Father, what's in them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know, Heavenly Father, that the blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow, Heavenly Father. I pray that you will turn things around. Whatever used to take maybe 10 years, that it will only take a year. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for restoration in houses, Heavenly Father, that you go now and restore, revive people this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. David said die woorde, hy sê die gelag en die gejubel sal weer terugkom in die huis, Here. En ons weet, Here Jesus, Here, dat wanneer ons, Here Christus Jesus verwelkom, Here, dit gaan nie oor die Kersboom soos ek gesê het, Here. Dit gaan nie, Here Jesus, oor Vader Kersfees nie, maar dit gaan oor een Vader wat in die hemel is, wie se oë die hele aarde deurkruis, wie se oor is na die hulp geroep van die regverdige, Here. En ons bid vanmôre, Here, dat U mense se gebede sal hoor en verhoor. Here, seën die show, die slot, Here, Poort FM, Cheryl, Here Jesus, Here, en 'n assistent, Here Jesus, even liewe Here wat op vacation is, liewe Jesus, Here, ons bid, liewe Jesus, Here, dat U, Here, traveling mercy sal gee aan elke persoon, Here, wat luister vanmôre. Ons weet, Here Jesus, Here, dit is net die genade wat ons gaan deurdra. And we want to make use of the blood of Jesus over each and every individual listening. Heavenly Father, protect them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor Virgil, if you wouldn't mind sharing your phone number, if that's okay with you.
That's okay. That's okay with me. People can reach me on 073-690-8339. The email, it's vlvanweek42@gmail.com. So, yes, if you want a service, if you want an open air, if you want us to come and pray with you, if you want to come and join us, there's a lot of churches, but ours is at Yesterday's Cricket Stadium Hall. We're starting now at 9 o'clock, so perfect. You guys are more than welcome.
Well, thank you so much for being in the studio with us. Thank you, Regan, as well. If you want to join Pastor Virgil's church, it starts at 9 a.m. at the Cricket Stadium Hall. Please feel free to make your way there and be even more blessed than what you were this morning listening to them. So God bless you. Have a fabulous, fabulous Sunday going forward and the week. And may God really just, that everything that your hands touch, that God will bless it in overflow. May His abundance just be your portion. May His grace just surround you, and may His favor be yours in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
and Regan, thank you. May you continue to testify of the goodness of God, and that everyone will be edified. Testimony edifies. And I just, my prayer for you is that, you know, wherever you go, that you would be the salt and the light of the earth.
Amen.
So God bless you. Thank you very much for being with us. And to all our listeners, to our family listening in, thank you so much for tuning in to Porous FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. So have an awesome, awesome Sunday. We're going to be playing out with a few songs to keep you filled up and spirit-filled. We're going to make sure that you are having a great Sunday going forward. So I'm going to say, well, I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to say see you again soon. As in, I always say this, I will probably see you on the street, but I will be in studio soon. So enjoy the rest of the day. Have a very, very blessed Sunday. I know that God is with you, and He's going to take you through the rest of this week with ease. Trust Him as only you can.
Word FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.